Good morning. We're continuing Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos, and we were learning the Malach of Teichin, and we still need to clarify some points in regards to Teichin. So included in the Malach of Teichin is the idea of mashing something. So a person mashes something. A person takes a potato, which is cooked, and mashes it down. And so even though it's somewhat pasty and somewhat cold together, but really if you look at it on a small level, on a minute level, it's little pieces of potato. You take it from being something which has its integrity of being a large item into a lot of little pieces. The moisture which is there holds it together. So that's considered an act of teichin, and the isur, the malachas of teichin, apply to that as well. So the question is, if that's true, is there any way that a person can mash something? There's one exception to this din. If the cooking process has softened it to the point, if a person will hold one side, the other side will just fall off. So a person has a potatoes which are cooked a lot, and they're like sort of like crumbling apart by themselves. So over there, there would not be an issue of teichin to break them down further, because that's considered as if they're pretty much broken down already. You have a banana which is extremely ripe. You hold one end, and the other end just sort of falls off. So the concept of the malach of teichin doesn't apply. Bananas are an interesting question, whether the malach of teichin applies to bananas. When a person crushes a banana, at the beginning, it looks like it is little pieces, similar to the potato. But as you crush it more, it sort of the liquid inside the banana sort of takes over. It makes it into more like a gel-like substance. So does the concept of the melacha of teichin apply to bananas? Is a machlokes in the machlokes in the Achronim, what's the status of bananas in this regard? Now, if a person wants to take this and crush it, so we said before that there is a heter if a person does a double shinui. So a person has baked potatoes from before Shabbos, boiled potatoes from before Shabbos, and wants to mash them up in order to give their child some mashed potatoes. So if they do a double shinui, that's going to be mutter. So the normal way a person would do that is to take the tines of a fork and press down on the potato, and that will mash it. Someone cannot do that on Shabbos, because that would be the normal way of doing it, and that's going to be prohibited. But a person will take, say, the back part of the of a fork or a spoon and press it against the potato and crush the potato and mash the potato through that. That's a shinui. That's the equivalent that we had before of the shinui of using the back of a knife to pulverize something normally done in a mortar. The back of the knife replaces the pestle. But over here, we don't do that anyway. The derech is you sort of mash it. So a person mashing it with the back of a fork, that would address number one. Number two, it should be done not on a regular surface. It should be done on a plate. What about doing it on a chopping board? So we said that you can't use a plate. You can't use a normal plate. Well, so some people chop things on a chopping board. So that also actually goes into the heter, Falk says, of a non-specific utensil for that purpose. This is specifically something which is primarily used for the purpose of the malacha of teichin. A chopping board has many other usages, so that doesn't go into this. This person can mash it on the chopping board. Arguably, some disagree, and so a person could do it on a plate, and that'd be the preferred way of doing it. Maybe we'll just clarify the status of bananas in the next year, And then we'll move on to the next malacha. Have a good day.